So, you know, we know every church is different. Every church has a personality. And so you go and you determine whether or not you want to be a part of that personality. It's an interesting mix when you go to the different churches and their approach to worship, their, you know, how they choose to do things, their church governance, how they choose to operate, you know, congregational role, or, you know, actually Calvary's a pastor-led, but pastor-led in the sense that it's called, first among equals, you have elders, it's that you have a board. I just don't basically want to call all the shots, though. I have liberty. I want to be able to go to the elders and say, what do you think, guys? And then we make determination, and that's how Calvaries are. So there's all kinds of church governance. It's just, you go and you just don't know what you're going to get sometimes. But I think if a church isn't Bible-based or isn't Scripture-based, then that church, it's not worth going to, and I'll just say that much. So here we are, and I was brought to mind last year that we should probably have something to hand out to those at the fair to just give us a brief summary of what we're about. And so I, if you know me by now, I like to keep things simple. So I just want to kind of read down through this a little bit. So we're gonna consist of two statements here, and I want to read our statement of faith, and then I'm gonna let you can read the rest of it, dealing with guys from Calvary Chapel Association. It's calvaryCCA.org, which I have in the back, if you want to kind of find out, and I'll explain a little bit about that. And so I just say this, Calvary Chapel, the Ole Valley, is a word-centered, Christ-centered church with a strong emphasis on verse-by-verse teaching through God's inspired word, the Bible. That's what we are, you know. So we're word-centered, we're Christ-centered, and our emphasis is on the scripture. And then I say our church service consists of simple, sincere, Christ-centered worship, which it does. Sincere, loving fellowship, which I believe it is, right? Because listen, if you don't have a church that's sincere and loving in their fellowship, then it becomes a very cold place. And nothing against really large churches, because I'm amazed at the size of some churches, but it's easy to get lost in those churches. Now, this often say too, because I believe that we are a sincere, loving fellowship, that when somebody comes in new, just love on them. I mean, not in a weird way, but just, you know, like all of a sudden, you know, like a bunch of vampires sucking the ever life right out of them, right? But in a sincere way. Listen, this church is really great, and I hear so many comments on this church. Just a great church to be around, loving church, that kind of thing. So we have sincere Christ-centered worship, sincere loving fellowship, and expositional teaching, which is what I do, meant to equip us with a strong biblical worldview. And that's something very important, because we got to think the way God thinks. And I'll touch a little bit on that today as we go along. But with expositional teaching, an expositor, a pastor should be an expositor, meaning that he opens up the Word of God and he teaches through the Word of God expositionally, meaning opening up the meaning of God's Word, you know, in ways that we understand, but also in ways that convey what God wants us to understand because it's His truth. And so that's who we are, and that's it, you know. But my whole purpose is that we get a biblical worldview so that we understand how to live the craziness that we're in. And so that's sort of it, you know. Doesn't get any more complicated than that. So what I want to do here is read down through this statement of faith. And it's not all of it. If you want more of a thorough statement to see where Calvaries are coming from, go to calvaryCCA.org. That's Calvary Chapel Association. So probably about 5, 6, 7 years ago, there was a split in the Calvary Chapels. And out in California after Chuck Smith died. I don't know how many years it's been now. And so the Brian Broderson, who was a son-in-law, sort of took Calvary in a direction that a lot of the guys didn't want to go into, or the direction because it wasn't really what Calvaries were founded on. And so there was a split, and they called that split for out in California Calvary Chapel Global Network, CCGN. And it's less scripture-based. It's just really not what the Calvaries were started for. CCA is made up of a bunch of guys that wanted to continue the vision of Calvary Chapel, which was originally there, which is verse-by-verse teaching, staying very scripture-based, keeping it simple, those kind of things. And so that's CCA, and we're part of the CCA, Joe Foch in Philly, a lot of ones that are part of that. So what I did is I just included, I'm going to read them, I included some of what they say on the back pages, so you get an idea. And so you got Skip Herzig, and he talks about expositional teaching, all right? And then you've got Don McClure, and he talks about what worship is. And then you have somebody like here, Malcolm Wowd, and he talks about what it means to be filled with the Spirit. And then Chuck Smith himself, he talks about grace, because we want to be a very grace-oriented church. And so those are just thought, I thought I'd just put that in there. And so here we believe, just going on, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testament are the Word of God, fully inspired, without error, and the infallible rule of faith and practice. The Word of God is the foundation upon which the church operates and is the basis for which the church is governed. We believe that the Word of God supersedes any earthly law that is contrary to the Holy Scriptures. How about that? And that's what we believe. And that's what I love about CCA, because they get that and understand that we will not conform to the ways of the world. We conform to the ways of Jesus Christ and His Word. And so as a result, then, His Word becomes what we live by. And that's having a biblical worldview. And then there's some scriptures that also, point number two, and I kept this brief, they go into much more detail, but I said the sovereignty, we believe in the sovereignty of the one and only true eternal God that exists in three distinct persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Yeah, okay, so I just kind of kept that brief there, the sovereignty of God. Also, we believe that all people are sinners by nature and choice, falling short of God's standard and breaking His commandments, and therefore under God's righteous judgment. Yet God saves and gives new life to all who come to Him in repentance and faith, trusting in the person and work of Jesus Christ. At the cross, Jesus Christ died in our place as our substitute, absorbing God's wrath that should have come upon us. Because Jesus died for the sins of the world, the invitation to believe is open to all, and whoever desires may come unto Jesus for new life and forgiveness of sins. And it's simple, isn't it? And some scriptures there. We believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ and in His personable, visible return to the earth for the establishment of His millennial kingdom. We believe in the resurrection of the body, the final judgment, and eternal blessings of the righteous and endless separation of the wicked. We believe in the pre-tribulation rapture of the church, where all believers will meet the Lord in the air and be taken out of this world prior to the tribulation that will come upon the earth. Very simple statement. We're pre-trib. And if somebody doesn't like us being pre-trib, there are a lot of other churches out there that aren't, have at it. That's what I'm saying. Can I be so blunt? Absolutely. And then lastly, and this is something I thought was very good that they do, and there's so much more. We believe that God created man and that He created them male and female. As such, He created them different so as to complement and complete each other. God instituted monogamous marriage between male and female as the foundation of the family and the basic structure of human society. Therefore, we perform marriages in accordance with the Bible, consistent with the Old and New Testament. You know, just so you understand. And obviously there is that there is only two genders and those kind of things, and that's all implied in those scriptures. So just, I thought I would make a brief breakdown of our statement of faith, a couple short statements of where we're coming from, and then if you have some time, then you can read some of this other stuff, which I think is really good. So I just thought you'd like to know that. And because, you know, I really don't, well, you know, I'm very scripture-based, but it's not like I really tell you where we're coming from that explicitly. So I thought you would like that.